Well, I want to say good morning, but good afternoon, early evening. Yeah, it does. There was no Sunday service this morning, so it still feels like we should have our morning greeting. Well, praise the Lord. This is our candlelight service and a time for us to focus as a family. Merry Christmas to everyone. And we are going to have some worship and a few Christmas carols, but really the whole idea of today is and tonight is to focus our hearts on the Lord, give him the adoration that he's due, just like the shepherds who came and found the babe lying in a manger, the wise men who came and found him somewhere in a home and was worshiping and giving him all the honor and all the adoration and all the glory and all the gifts. I don't think any of us can give any kind of physical gift to God, but let's give him the gift of praise today. Let's give him the gift of worship. Lord, we just thank you that you have come. The light has come. A great light has been seen. And Lord, you were evident, Lord, to all mankind of your love for us, Lord, hanging on the cross, hanging on the tree. Lord, we thank you that you are our Savior and you are our Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this time together. And we just ask you to bless it now and let it bring fruit to our lives and to the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand?
Let earth receive her. Let I be. more time, oh come let us.
Noel, Noel,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you came. Thank you, Lord, that you came for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you came for us. You were given for us. You gave yourself for us. Help us to remember what this season is all about. In the rushing of all the activities of this time of year, trying to find the right present, that perfect gift, trying to make sure that you don't forget anybody on the list, trying to figure out who's going to sit by who at the dinner table. So many busy things that can crowd our lives and unfortunately crowd the real reason, Lord, for why we're even here tonight, and that's you. Yeah, a star may have shone that night, Lord, but the true light was you laying in that manger. The true light was you given to mankind. Not just so that you could be the light, Lord, but you would help make us light. Let's do that one more time. Again, welcome everyone. This is our Christmas Eve, Eve celebration. And we don't have any major announcements, but I just want to let you know if you brought your gift to give or you want to give online, you can. There's a box up front and a box in the back. And at this time, I'm excited to have Elena come up and share a song for us.
We good now? Okay. Seems like when all the musicians are up there, it just does not like it, does it?
Doesn't like you standing in front of the speakers.
Yeah, I was trying to get in the center. I am in the center.
It depends on the microphone.
Okay. We'll quit being technical here.
Okay.
That's what you get when you have two techs in the building together. IT techs who think they both know what's going on. So that was The Light Has Come, and it's a song by Barlow Girls, and Elena asked us last week if she could sing a song for today, and I, you know, never really saw the title until I think it was yesterday, and all I saw was Barlow Girls. I didn't see the name of it. So this morning, I was really, you know, a lot of times we've just had the candlelight service, and we end up, you know, having a few other activities, and then we have the candlelight service. And as I was thinking about it, because of the significance of what the candlelight service represents, I thought I would share some scriptures. You know me, Mr. Word and Bible. Not too much. You know, I've got 30 pages, but it won't take that long. I'm kidding. But interestingly enough, this is entitled A Great Light. So the Holy Spirit was already working, which I always love that when the Holy Spirit's working. Anybody else? So in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, it says, "But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali. But in later times, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone." So this is the Old Testament. This is Isaiah, but this is a prophetic communication that's coming out of the prophet Isaiah for the future. And this future is going to be manifested not just on the day that Jesus was born, but also when he lived his life. He was light. And when he entered into the area wherever he was, and this is specifically talking about Naphtali and Zebulun, he brought light. He showed the light of God. He showed that light that was in him. And so these individuals who saw the great light, I believe their darkness was transformed. I believe it was no longer darkness where they were because the light had come, as that song said. And further down in verse 6, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." So I think most of us know this Christmas verses that are always read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." But isn't it interesting that it's up above where he's communicated as a great light? Not just King of Kings, not just Lord of Lords, not just mighty God, but truly light. In Matthew 4, 13 through 16, we see this scripture come to pass. And it says, "And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled." That prophecy we just read in Isaiah 9. "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region in shadow of death, on them light has dawned." I believe that all of us who have received Christ, that when he comes into our life, light comes. I've expressed before how the day after I got saved, it seemed like I could see better. It seemed like the world was more illuminated. Not that it was appealing, but it just kind of all started to make sense. Things were falling into place. The light that came into my life, he started eradicating the darkness. The light had dawned in my life. In John, we see John 1:4-9, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Some translations said that the darkness did not comprehend it. I believe that darkness can't really understand true light. I think that the individuals that are out there and doing darkness, until the light of the Lord really penetrates their heart, they don't understand us. They don't understand God. Have you ever had anybody look at you kind of funny when they find out you're a Christian, or you don't have certain activities around them that they're used to everybody else having, and they're wondering what's going on? Well, that's that light in you, the light of Christ, being illuminated into their hearts. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So when we sing the song Noel, we're singing about the light has come. When we hear this other beautiful song that Elena did, we're hearing that the light has come. The light didn't just come for a moment and then leave. The light came to change mankind for all of history. The light came to change us for all of our lives, not just for a salvation experience, not just so that we can go to church on Sundays, but that we can truly be transformed by the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. And now, I believe, for all of us that receive Christ, has come into our lives. We have the true light. Amen?
Amen.
John 8:12 says this, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Well, there we go. He is the light of the world. And because he came into the world, it says that those, who are they? Those Jesus spoke to them. Okay, sorry. He who follows me, those who follow him, those who make him theirs, those who follow him shall not walk in darkness. So as believers, guess what? We don't have to walk in darkness. And to me, darkness are lies. Darkness are things that are illusions to us. In other words, when we hear someone saying, you know, if you do this, your life's going to be better, or, you know, or you're going to enjoy it, you know, if it's things that we shouldn't participate in, you'll have a great time, don't worry about it. The darkness that comes to us has no power over us because we have the light of life in us. Then John 9:5 says this, as long as I am the world, I am the light of the world. Well, what's he mean by that? As long as I'm in the world. Well, he's at this point getting ready to go back to the Father. He's getting ready to accomplish the work that he was sent to do by dying on the cross for you and I. The light was temporarily extinguished, it seemed like. Can you imagine all of his disciples when he's being taken away and, you know, they're, wait a minute, this is the Savior of the world. This is the light of the world. Well, what are you doing? He's going to be the King of Kings. He's going to be the Lord of Lords. And they're not quite understanding what's going on. So temporarily, the enemy of our soul thinks that he's extinguishing the light. And the light's not going to have the power that he was meant to have. Because it says that had they known had they known what they were really doing, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory, it says. They would not have fallen into the great Trojan virus that God set up for them with Jesus. He literally goes into the depths of hell, we believe, and led people captive, that were captive, into God's presence. So as long as he was in the world, he was the light of the world. So what happened? He left, he was resurrected on the third day, and then he came back for a while and he communicated with them, but then he went to be with the Father and seated at his right hand. So how does the world know light now? From us. From us. When we start this candle, it's a single candle, and we're all holding a candle. And as one candle is passed to another candle, the light is being shared. And we receive the original light from God himself. In James 1, 17 through 18, it says this: every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. The Father of lights. We're the lights. And he's our Father. And he's giving us every good and perfect gift, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Who was the word of truth? The true word of truth was Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But it was by his own will that he brought us forth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. A great light. When we turn off the lights, which we will in a few minutes, and it gets to be dark in here, and there's only so much dark, so we always leave the nativity going, but it's only so dark. But it's still, you know, it's hard to see the back of the room. It's maybe hard to see, you know, even across the aisle at first until your eyes start to adjust. But then as we light this one light and I hold it for a few seconds, you start to see that this whole area starts to become illuminated. And all the darkness that was there starts to see a great light. Even though it's a little tiny light. You know what? Each and every one of us are a tiny light compared to Jesus. But you know what? Jesus, the one who is the light, lives in us. And so our tiny light is multiplied. Our tiny light by the Holy Spirit becomes a great light if we let God work in our life. I know most of us think, I can't compete with Jesus. He's the light of the world. Why do you tell me that, Lord? Why do you say, I'm the light of the world? He says, you're the light of the world, and a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. What are we going to do with our lights? I mean, I don't think it's just meant so that we can symbolize on a Christmas Eve service or a Eve service that we're the light. It's something we have to live. It's something that we have to embrace. And it means sometimes we have to walk away from darkness so that our light doesn't get dimmed. We don't get a bushel or a basket put over us. We continue to be the light. The light is needed more than ever nowadays. There is so much darkness out there. There's so many lies of the enemy out there. There's so much that is taking away from what God wants to do in this world, because he wants the glory of God to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. And he's equipped each and every one of us for that. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Okay, if we could get the lights. Yeah, if you can start passing those out. Thanks, Zeke. Oh, yeah. Oh, the hall lights. Or you could close the doors, either one. So, I should have probably told you this before we lost the lights. But hold your candle straight up, okay? There's Kyle, would you come here for a second? We're going to teach candle lighting etiquette, okay? So my candle's going to be lit in a moment.
Okay.
And then you're going to come over with your candle like this. And then you're going to light yours and bring it up. You don't want the lighted one to be the one that's tipping. Otherwise, we're going to have wax all over the floor.
Okay?
So if you'll stay here, you can be the first light. Did you get yours on? Not everybody has theirs yet. Okay, we're still working on it.
I'll go ahead and light mine and just let it kind of... Oh boy. That didn't work. Great light. Light has come into the world. Thank you, Zeke. So I'm just one light. I'm one life. But because of the Holy Spirit, because of the work of Christ in my life, I have the ability to light another life. And then you can light a life. Another life can light another life. And as one life touches another life, and one light touches another light, all of a sudden, the darkness starts to go away. Same way as our lives, our light of our lives starts to be shared with others, the love of God, the truth, the light of our lives starts to spread. And our world can be transformed. It sounds like an impossible feat. God says, what's impossible for man's totally possible for me. But we have to share our light. We have to be the light and realize that He gave His life. He was the light who came so that we could be light. And now, God is our Father, and we are His lights. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I hear? That's the song that's playing. It's about one telling another about the news of the child being born and what it means for the world. Let's let our light shine so bright before men that our Heavenly Father's glorified. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You can hold your candle upright and blow it out. Zeke will come around and collect them. Oops, here we go. Yeah, don't eat the candles. Well, praise the Lord. Well, this concludes the official candle lighting service, but we have cookies and snacks. Coffee out there, and fellowship with each other, enjoy each other's company. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Have a blessed time with your family. We love you all. The Savior of